Yesterday's parsha included the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, which, although perhaps not the most common shaila that comes up, but every year, springtime, someone asks the question, up in the mountains, under the air conditioner, on top of the air conditioner, Shiluach HaKein. So a couple of quick ha'aras from the Sefer Shaleach Tishalach by Naftali Weinberger. First question, very basic shailas. First question is a question that was posed to the Chavos Yair in Siman Samach Zayin. Psukim speak of ki kare kansipor lefanecha, baderech, etc. Shaleach tishalach esaim veshabanim tikachlach. So Chavos Yair says he was asked a shaila. Person comes across a kansipor out in the field somewhere. Is he mechuyev to now perform the mitzvah of shaluach hakein, or can he walk right by it? The Torah says shaleach tishalach. Yeah, if you want to take the chicks, you want to take the eggs, then you have a chiv of shaluach hakein. I'm not interested. I buy my eggs in the local grocery store. I don't have to go to my windowsill to find eggs for my breakfast tomorrow morning. So do I therefore have a chiv of shleach tishlach haseim? So the Chavos Yair brings a right from the Mishnah in Chulin Kuflam Mites. The Mishnah there says that you might think that you have to go looking for a bird's nest. Yochol yachze baharim ugvos kadesh yimtza kain. Maybe you have to go looking for such a bird's nest in the mountains, in the hilltops. Tamalomar ki yikare. No, if you come across it, b'me'ore lefanecha, if you come across it, then you have a mitzvah of shaluach hakein. But not mechuyev to go looking for it. It's if you happen to encounter it, you have a mitzvah. So says the Gemara in Chulin, quoting a brisa, kuflam etesem ebeis. Chavos Yair says, the fact the Torah, as is darshened by the Gemara, is telling me, ki yikare, b'me'ore lefanecha, not mechuyev to go looking for it. If you encounter it, then you have a mitzvah, then you have a mitzvah of shaluach hakein. But not mechuyev to go looking for it, says the Chavos Yair, what you see from the brisa is, you're not mechuyev to go scouring the mountaintops, the hilltops. But if you come across it, b'me'ore lefanecha, then taka, you are mechuyev. That's how he understands the Gemara. Like, all the Gemara is telling me is I'm not mechuyev to go searching for it. But if I come across it on my windowsill, sounds like you are mechuyev then to engage in the mitzvah of shaluach hakein. So Chavos Yair paskins l'chein yerali d'chayv li'topel l'kayim mitzvah seshem. Although you're not mechuyev to go looking for it, once you come across it, you got to take care of it. You got to do it. Even though he says I'm not interested in the eggs, I'm not interested in the chicks, but I have it. I encountered it. I've got to deal with the mitzvah of shaluach hakein. So paskins the Chavos Yair mitzad sheni. Chuvas Chasam Sofer and Arachayim Simen Kuf. And this appears to be how Sefer Shaleach Tishalach says most poskim side with the Chasam Sofer, who argues on the Chavos Yair. Chasam Sofer says as follows. He was asked the following shaila. He was asked, let's say you encounter a mother bird sitting on a nest and it's Shabbos. Okay, Shabbos, you have Shabbos of Muktzah. So, is there a chiv of shaluach hakein, even though you're violating the isra of muktzah in the process? That was the Chasam Sofer's shaila. So Chasam Sofer says, well, we first have to discuss the Chavos Yair's shaila. Am I mechuyev altogether to do the mitzvah? Meaning, your whole shaila presumes that there's a chiv to do shaluach hakein once you encounter the nest, whether you want the eggs, the chicks, or not. In the middle, you're asking, what about Shabbos? It's muktzah. But maybe your presumption is all wrong in the first place. Maybe I have no chiv to deal with the mitzvah, even though I've encountered the nest, so long as I don't want to take the eggs or the chicks, which on Shabbos, of course, I don't want to. So Chasam Sofer brings a right from the Mishnah, very end of Chulin. The Mishnah there says, end of the 12th parak, last Mishnah, Maseches Chulin, the Mishnah says, Uma'im mitzvah kala shehi ke'isar, a mitzvah of shaluach hakein. All it entails is a little bit of hefsin mamon, ke'isar, small amount of hefsin mamon. Amra Torah leman yitav lach varachta yamim. Oh, you do that mitzvah, you'll be zocha tarichas yamim and leman yitav lach kavachomer al mitzvos chamuros shebetorah. How much more, so says the Mishnah, mitzvos chamuros, you'll be zocha to so much more if you do the mitzvos chamuros in the Torah. So the Chasam Sofer says as follows. He says the Mishnah refers to shaluach hakein as a mitzvah which has such a minimal hefsin mamon. Mitzvah kala shehi ke'isser. It costs a minimal amount of money. So says the Chasam Sofer as follows. He says, if there is no chiyuv to be mekayim the mitzvah, unless you need the chicks or the eggs, Okay, then I understand that there's a small minimal hefsid involved. I need the chicks, I need the eggs. It would have been easier for me just to chop them and take them. 1, 2, 3. The Torah is telling you, no, you can't just take it like you want to. There's a small little minimal hefsid involved, a little inconvenience. You want your eggs, you want your chicks, but you can't just take them out, right? You got to do something else first. But if you're going to tell me, says the Chasam Sofer, that there's a chiv to do Shiloh HaKein, even when you don't need the birds whatsoever, so then why is this a hefsid k'isser? I don't need the chicks. I don't need the eggs. Why is there hefsid here altogether? So the Chasam Sofer is arguing that it's only a hefsid, as the Mishnah describes it, if the chiv only exists when I need the birds. So then, by being forced or required to send away the mother bird first, it's a small hefsid ke'isser, she'eno yochol lizkos min ahefker kirtsono. Maybe he means that you can't take the mother bird also. You have to send it away. You can't be zochem and hefker as you want to. You can take the chicks, take the eggs. You can't take the mother bird, send it away first. You can't take it as you want to. That's a small hefsid. But if there's a chiyuv, even when you don't have any need whatsoever for the birds at all, so then why is that a hefsid altogether, says the Chasam Sofer. So he lemaisa paskins that the chiyuv of Shiloh HaKein is dafka if you need the chicks, the eggs. If you don't, no chiyuv of Shiloh HaKein at all. So machlokes, chavasyar, Chasam Sofer, if there's a mitzvah, a chiyuv of Shiloh HaKein, even when I don't need the eggs, the chicks, we paskin like the Chasam Sofer, that there's no chiyuv unless you need the ofos, unless you need the frochim, the birds, the chicks, the eggs. Now, of course, one can have a mitzvah regardless. Who wouldn't want to be zoch in the mitzvah if you have that schus opportunity? So whether you have a chiv or not, but you can still do the mitzvah. That, of course, goes without saying.
But why is it a mitzvah? The whole purpose
of that recall was that underlying you want to teach people to compassion. So this is the famous Ramban, Tamei HaMitzvos of the psukim in general. Okay, that's another share unto itself. Tamei HaMitzvah we'll get to. Not in the next 2 minutes, but minute 47. But we'll get to it. Baruch Hashem. Okay. One more shot before we conclude. The Binyan Tzion was asked about making a bracha on Shiloh HaKein. Okay, so I'm going to do my mitzvah, whether I need the birds or not. I want the mitzvah. Why not? Gavald gazchus. It's right on my windowsill, under my air conditioner. Why not? How about a bracha? Do you make a bracha on it or not? So Yaakov Ettlinger writes in his Binyan Tzion HaChadasha, Semen Yudalad, he once asked his Rebbe, Avram Bing, how do I do Shiloh HaKein? Just tell me what to do. How do I do the mitzvah? So Rebbe said to him, don't pick up the mother and then throw it away. Because if you do that, the moment you take the mother in your hand, you've already done an avera of lo sika chaim al abanim. Rather, what you have to do, says Rabbi Avraham Bing to his Talmud, the Aruch Lener, tzorch legarish osa me'al hakein, shoo it away without picking it up. Shoo it away till it flies away. Then you've done the mitzvah properly. So says the Aruch Lener, if that's the pshat and how you do the mitzvah, I understand now why you do not make a bracha on it. Why? Because if the way to do the mitzvah is to shoo away the mother bird, don't pick it up and then throw it away, but take a stick and frighten it away, yell at it. So when do you make the bracha? Before you scare it away. But how do you know that if you make the bracha and then you're about to take your stick, the bird might on his own decide, just not because of you, stam, in the mood for a shpatzir. And then you've made your bracha, you're about to do the mice of hacking with your stick and driving the bird away. Too late, the bird's gone. Now what? You made the bracha already. So it says, Binyan Tzion, that's why we don't make a bracha, because there's always a suffix that if you make the bracha first, the bird might fly away before you have a chance to send it off. Not be bracha levatala. For male, there's no chi of bracha. That's how the Binyan Tzion explains why we don't make a bracha. Lemaisa says, Sefer Shleitz HaShalach. He heard from Eid Re'ia that Shlomo Zalman, Diane Weiss did not make brachas on the mitzvah when they did it. But he says that Rav Chaim Kanevsky, Moshe Halberstam told him, if you want to make a bracha without Shema Malchus, you could do so. Because then you don't have the chashash of bracha levatala. So if you want to do it without Shema Malchus, you'd say, Baruch atah, melech olam, asher kitshana b'mitzvosa, v'tzivanu l'shaleach hakein. That would be if you make the bracha without Shema Malchus, and then you take your stick and you bang next to the nest to scare the bird away, or you throw a rock towards the direction of the nest, scare the bird away, or even yell at it to scare the bird away. And any of those methods would work to mekayim the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKein.